on.
JD, have fun with this. Glad they're here.
Thank you. Me too.
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Stay tuned. More of the Morning Chat coming up on WAOV.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Commissioners have approved two awards for the Knox County Highway Department. The first bid awarded to the group Paving Solutions for $330,209, a contract for micro-surfacing across the county. The other bid for Liquid Road Solution, All-Star Paving, will provide that for $88,205. Commissioners approved both of those unanimously. Farmers area-wide have taken recent warm weather as a chance to make final preparations for planting or to start actual planting itself. One thing farmers and others will watch is coming forecast for this coming planting season. Earlier this month, some parts of the area were experiencing moderate areas of drought. However, some recent rains have modified those concerns for now. However, last year, some dry spells and actually led to dry conditions for part of the growing season last year. And more information has been released on the arrest of a Bicknell man yesterday. 35-year-old Philip Brown was arrested at a residence in Bicknell on charges of resisting law enforcement and others. We've got more at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
Stopping the spread of diseases that could impact Indiana's swine herds. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today.
Our ultimate goal is to prevent disease from ever reaching our swine populations and causing disease in our animals, and so certainly prevention is key.
And that's Dr. Kelly Werling with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. She says a new program available to help mitigate the risk of diseases is the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan.
The full goal or aim of that program is to minimize the effect of a trait impacting disease such as African swine fever in our pork populations here in the United States. There are three essential pillars of the program: biosecurity, traceability, and then disease surveillance. And so those three main tenets of the program are kind of what directs all the program standards.
Read more about the program and others from the Indiana State Board of Animal Health at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Are you a translator for your spouse? Are you the one always on the telephone because your husband or wife struggled to hear? You need to check out RelayIndiana.com and CapTel, the captioned telephone. The CapTel phone allows the hard of hearing person to enjoy conversations through voice recognition technology, with the other person's words appearing on the easy-to-read screen. Go online to RelayIndiana.com for more information about CapTel and let your spouse enjoy their own phone calls. Visit RelayIndiana.com now.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Congratulations goes out to South Knox High School senior Caden McKinney, the Tri-State Orthopedics WZDM Athlete of the Week. Caden plays third base for the Spartans baseball team. He is hitting .480 with three home runs and 13 RBIs. Last season, he led the Blue Chip Conference with a .411 batting average and 28 RBIs. In the classroom, Caden has a 3.1 grade point average. For more on Caden, go to WCDM.com.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion-dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit. Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
Save money and time by shopping with TOC Direct Mail. It comes to your mailbox every week and includes great buys on what you want and what you need. Look for TOC Direct in your mailbox this week.
Don't forget to nominate a local high school athlete for the Tri-State Orthopedics WZDM Athlete of the Week. Go to WZDM.com, click on the Sports tab, then go to Athlete of the Week. Scroll down to the form, fill it out, and send it in. It's that easy.
The WAOV forecast from the Brian Stevens Area Insurance Weather Center, sunny and 83 today. Then temperatures start dropping tonight with 90% chance of scattered rain, a low near 52, high of 62 for your Friday and 61 on Saturday. Over three decades later, they're still laying down the law. It's Jeff Cobb and Dave Brolligan. Legal News and Views Thursdays at 3 on WAOV.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, WAOB in Vincennes. Also 97.3 FM in Washington. And Pratt from the Red Scout Museum of American Comedy, our guest is Sava. Good morning.
Good morning.
Back to reality now.
Back to reality. Eclipse is over. We are hitting it hard. So, okay.
And we're going to start by Reds Run for the Roses. It's back.
It is back, yes. It's hard to believe it was 10 years ago when we last had it. 2014. And yesterday I was putting a post on Facebook about the event, and in the comments I dropped all these old pictures from 2013, 2012, 2014 when we had it before, and it was really fun to see all the people from before, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they were having so much fun. So I'm like, you guys got to come back and do it again.
Okay, have we been doing it? How long have we been there?
I have been there. It will be 13 years.
Wow.
I know. It'll be 13 years in August that I've been there. So
I've been talking to you for 13 years.
I know. I think I probably talked to you when I was at Flagey, too. Yeah, so, you know, really, it's been more than that.
Well, no, I mean, I haven't realized it's been 10 years since you did this.
I know. A lot of people have said that, you know, but there's been a lot of stuff in the middle. We had COVID. We had all those other things. But, yeah. And this was really one of our most popular fundraisers. It really is a lot of fun. The sort of deal is you come to the event and you get a table, and if you buy one of the thoroughbred tables, which are the, you know, the most expensive tables, but if you do that, then everybody at your table gets to name a horse. So then through the course of the night, we have six different horse races. Each race has 12 horses in it. And your horse will be in the race, you know, by number, but then it's up on a big video screen. So all these horses are racing, you know, up on the video screen. And it's great because people really get into it. They're cheering and yelling for their horses. And then if your horse does happen to win and you've got the same horse, you get a little special bonus prize. But even if you don't buy one of the expensive tables and you just get a ticket or another kind of table, it's still so fun because you still get to bet on the horses with your fake money. You know, you bet on the horses, and everybody really enjoys watching to see if their horse is going to win. Fake money or not. It's kind of like the mock casino that we've had for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. Sometimes it's even more fun if it's not your own money.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a lot of credit because a lot of organizations will run with the same thing for years and years and years. You run it to a point where, okay, time to put it on the back burner like this.
You kind of watch the curve in attendance and in enthusiasm for an event. You know, that's kind of what I do. I'm like, okay, you know, we've done this, and people were so excited to get tickets last year, maybe your second year or whatever, and then the third year, you're like, it's starting to get tired, you know. So usually 3 years is about, for something like this, seems to be about the max on interest, and then it's just time to try something again. So we'll see, but we've sold several tables so far, and people, I have signs up at the coffee shop downtown, and they're like, people have been in here talking about it, it's getting a lot of buzz, I think you're gonna have a big event. So sure. I'm excited. Yeah
And it's the timing's perfect, of course. The other thing is, people remember when you did it last time, and it's like, well, maybe some people are too young to come.
They were. I was thinking about that. My nieces and nephews and even my own children weren't yet 21 10 years ago when I had it. So now I've got, you know, all my nieces and nephews, you know, there's a lot of them, are all 21 now.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's crazy to think. But, yeah, even the youngest of all is now 21. So I guess that's how I gauge things sometimes, is just the age of people in my family for some reason. But yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun. And young people enjoy it. Old people, it's kind of multi-generational, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, it's you get a whole new group here.
We do. And it's not just the horse race. You know, we have the silent auction, the live auction. We always have great items for those. A real nice dinner. It's at Green Activity Center, which is a really good location for this because it's a good place to show a video for the horse rating. Some of the larger venues, it's a little harder to get the tables where everybody can see it. So I'm excited to be back at Green again.
Okay. All right. It's Friday, May 17th.
Friday night. Just to, you know, help. We had originally thought about Saturday night, realized that was going to be kind of a scheduling conflict with graduation and some things like that. So we've moved the date to Friday, May 17th, and it doesn't start till 6:30. So you got plenty of time if you work that day to get home and put on your derby hat and get ready.
Yep. So what's your outfit look like?
Well, I haven't decided yet, but I do have a few hats in the wings that I can pull out, so it should be good.
Oh, those nieces are going to come up to you. Now, how do we dress now?
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to ask you.
Do you have any hats, Aunt Ann?
Oh, God. Have I got hats?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, anyway, if you have any questions, it's on your Facebook page.
It is on our Facebook page for sure. We have an event on the Facebook page, and then it's got a phone number on there, or you can just call the museum if you're interested in getting tickets. We don't have online tickets available just because this is a harder event to do online tickets. So it's basically just call the museum, let us know, and we can either send you an invoice, you can drop by and bring a check and get your spot reserved.
All right. You were telling me that you have tours. You got tours.
We do. We have had a lot of tours this year. It's you know, I want to say finally we're back. It seems like from post-COVID, the bus people are out. And we've really been through March and April. And even today, I think we've got like 3 or 4 different tours today. There's the Shrine Clown Convention is in Evansville. So several of those shrine groups are coming up. And then we have a regular tour today from Mount Vernon, Illinois, that's coming over. And it's kind of funny. Sometimes when tour groups come, they want to buy red clown noses and then get a group picture. So that's what this group is doing. So I'm going to have real clowns in the morning and wannabe clowns in the afternoon, I guess. But
what is it? Clowns to the left, clowns to the right?
Right. Yeah. It's going to be a great day, though. And it's just fun to see all the people back out. And, you know, Eclipse Weekend, we just had a ton of people through the museum and really had good traffic that weekend. So that was great as well.
Good, good. And I think you're right. I think we're finally, we're there. We're moving forward. Tours is a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move on to membership, because this is the one that really surprises me. I'm not surprised with your membership, but you talk about a buzz.
Right,
Membership is really going up.
Membership is going well, and we send our membership. And the way the membership works is typically I send out renewals to people who've had a membership the year before. And so those usually go out near the end of March, which they did this year. And people just send them back in, which is awesome. And it had on there just a lot of information about the new art gallery that's going to be coming. And then I look at maybe people who used to be members and they lapsed, and I try to get letters out to them. And then, of course, just anybody that's interested in being a member, you know, that maybe thought, oh my gosh, I didn't even know they had memberships. Well, you can go online, redskeltonmuseum.org, and there's a membership tab, and you can buy online.
It's, wow. I mean, are you just amazed by that?
I am. I'm always excited. You know, I'm like, wow, this is just great, you know, to see that people are that supportive of our organization in town, you know, and just people that are willing to step up and get a table for the fundraising event. Like, you know what? This is worth supporting. You know, maybe they're like, oh, I don't know, but tourism is really a good thing for our town. And I think that making sure that our sites and our tourism sites stay viable is just important to the life of the entire town as far as tourism and making sure things keep moving forward.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Absolutely.
That's what we want. I got to ask you, going back to the people who came to the museum for the first time, What was the reaction? I mean, just as they come in, was just, you could tell they were Red fans.
Yes. I mean, there are Red fans that come in, and there are people who've never heard of Red, but they see the sign, and they're just museum people, and they want to check it out. And it's kind
museum
of,
people?
Museum people. Like, I'm a museum person. When I go to a town, I like to go to museums,
okay,
you know, and
right.
see what they are. You know, whatever it is, I like to go visit random museums.
Okay, all right.
And so there are people like that just come check it out because, wow, that's a museum. Never heard of that. That would be fun. And our entrance price isn't so big. You know, like you go into a big city, it's nothing to pay $30 to go see a museum.
Yeah.
But you know, here our top price is $9. So, but yeah, the fans of Red are really sweet to watch because they get teared up, you know, just reminiscing, or you hear them just belly laughing through the museum. And it is fun. And the people who don't know Red are usually just so impressed by the quality of the museum, just the interactives and just the professionalism. Because sometimes, you know, they think, oh, small town museum, this is just going to be a little dust bowl of, you know, archive things. But it's not that. You know, it really is very professional and very well done, and we're proud of it. Yeah.
Let's go down the hall. I'll show you what you're missing.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. And then they'll come back.
Yes, we do get some repeat visitors for sure, and that's one of the reasons that we do the changing exhibits, and especially people with the memberships, you know, because it's free, obviously, with the membership. And then so changing our temporary exhibit 3 times a year or so gives you something new to look at in the museum, some new facet of Red's life to explore. So that's really appreciate Mark's hard work on bringing those exhibits to life.
Can we talk a little bit about the expansion?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Well, you know, I think we're kind of in that pause period right now. I mean, we've done everything that we need to do as far as finalizing plans and getting all that ready. The architects are finishing that up. And I feel like the end of April, 1st of May is when it is supposed to be ready to go to bid. And so then once it goes to bid, you know, that's a few weeks, and then they'll break ground. So I'm anticipating by 1st of June latest, we should have some fencing up and some bulldozers out there. So
okay. I thought you were going to say it was going to be complete. I'm like, wow, what world are you from?
No, but maybe next June,
exactly.
2025, we should have an art gallery by then. And I'm really excited about the garden space. Red Skelton, you know, we've done one exhibit about his love of Japanese culture. And so he has all these Japanese sculpture that are at Mrs. Skelton's home in Palm Springs area. And she's going to be donating all those to be used in the garden outside the art gallery. So it'll be kind of like a Japanese meditation garden outside, which is really cool.
Do you think this will be the last expansion you have?
I think so. You know, this should do it. I would say we have, you know, being able to double our archive space is really going to let us, you know, be able to organize that better and have everything lined up so that we can really see what we have. And I mean, I think we're going to be good.
Good. All right. Now we're going to talk a little bit about, I think it's something I want to get across. Usually we have the festival in the summer.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explain what's going on there.
So this summer we are having the inaugural Red Skelton Comedy Convention. And we are kind of leaning into, I guess, the second part of the name of the museum, Red Skelton Museum of American Comedy. And we started this last July having our quarterly Red Skelton Comedy Showcases where we bring in regional comedians and they compete for the Skelty Award. And that was kind of the start of it. And, you know, we kind of worked with the Vincent's Brewing Company, and they bring in comedians once a month for a stand-up night, and just really making Vincent's more of a comedy hub. And so that's kind of what this is tying Red Skelton to this comedy world. So we have Brian Hoffman will be coming in to kick it off because it does start on Red Skelton's birthday this year, July 18th. And then we have Bob Nelson, who's a funny guy from New York area, who will be coming to do the kind of wrap-up show on Saturday of the comedy weekend. And then Tamale Sepp from Second City will be running stand-up comedy workshops. So if you have any idea you want to be a comedian, great price to come learn the finer points of stand-up comedy. A vendor fair with vintage comedy stuff. We're doing bus tours of all the Red Skelton sites around town that'll be narrated. We have Annette Bohannock, who's coming in from Chicago to talk about her book is called Hometown to Hollywood, so she'll be talking about famous comedians from the area, from Indiana. So just a lot of different moving parts that'll be happening, you know, during the comedy convention. So it's a different swing. I think we are still going to have the parade, working with the Shriners.
Okay, now last time I talked, we weren't.
Well, I know we're still not. I wouldn't say 100%, but I feel like the Shriners are gonna step up and take that over. And I've been talking, you know, to the people in charge at the Knox County Shrine, and I think that they're excited to continue that parade. It's been going a lot of years, and so we'll see. But it's looking at like that will be on Saturday.
Okay, because last time we talked, it was didn't know where we were going to go with the parade.
Right, right. I said, you know, we're kind of out of the parade business, but if you guys would like to step in and help organize the parade, then yay, we'll keep going with it.
So. Now, Ann said out of the parade business in 2024. Let's see what she says in 2027.
Right.
When it,
you just don't know.
You have a tendency to bring things back.
And, a little capricious. That is right, you know.
No. This is a perfect example of what we talked about earlier. Okay, we're changing it up.
Right, okay? Right. It is. It is. You know, we look at, like, when the Red Skelton Festival started in 2006, there just weren't a lot of festivals in town. And now, you know, in 2024, 20 years later practically, there's just a lot more organizations doing festivals very similar to the Red Skelton Festival. And I felt like the market was saturated, so to speak, and just sort of losing its pull for people.
Right.
So that's why we kind of made this swing to the comedy convention and just seeing what we can do with that.
You know, maybe next couple of years you'll say, we're going to do the bathtub races again, but
yeah.
Donut eating contest. Maybe we're going to go back to...
Or maybe they'll be in some other, you know, iteration. You know, you just don't know.
No, but I really like you guys taking chances.
Yeah.
You have to. Or putting things back and then kind of wait, let them rejuvenate a little bit. And,
right. Have somebody miss it for a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a whole new group.
Right.
I mean, everywhere. So, wow. Okay.
Yeah, a lot going on, and we're just keeping moving, and I'm just really excited about the future of the museum, I feel like, and just the future of Vincennes and, you know, everything that's happening downtown and just all around town. I'm excited.
Well, and, you know, and again, if the Reds Run for the Roses is a great event. It's something for everybody over 21.
Yes, it is a 21 and over event, but it is a lot of fun. So,
right, and also the money that you raise, you know, you guys have expenses. I mean, you know,
oh, we do. Yes, I mean, of course, and you know, like I know I've said this before, you know, we are a self-funded organization. You know, yes, we are on Vincennes University campus, and they own our building, but all of our other expenses, you know, to run the museum are on our duty to raise the money for it. So,
right.
You know, salaries and equipment and all those things, that's on us. So,
okay, I got about a minute left. Anything else you'd like to talk about? I haven't brought up.
No, I mean, think we just, you know, come out and see us. If you haven't been to the museum ever or in a while, come check it out.
You know, it just seems like you guys are just constantly in motion.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about this event, but we forget about the day in and day out stuff that you do. You know, Mark's up to comedy once a month.
Mm-hmm.
The movies.
We have the films coming up. Right. I could mention that is next Tuesday, the 23rd, and it's Partners with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. Great, great comedy.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah. Well, that is what we're showing on Tuesday at 6:30 is our movie time. And free popcorn, free movie, free soda. So come out if you've never been to one of our film nights.
And then the thing is, you probably have a nice core of people who come out.
We do. We have a great core group and some that have never missed it and some that just really appreciate that opportunity to get out and see kind of a classic film in a theater-like setting.
Right. Okay. But a lot of things going on. Get the information from your website and also your Facebook page, right?
Absolutely.
And if you want to become a member.
Same thing. Check out our website. Stop by. You can pick up a brochure at the museum if you're out and about, or go on our website and download one there.
Never stay still. Ann Pratt. Okay, I appreciate you coming in. And again, good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
All right, stay tuned. More of the Morning Chat is coming up on WAOV.
Action back on the WAOV Sports Calendar. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. On the WAOV Sports Calendar, Lincoln baseball team hosts Evansville Central at 6. That one on WZBM live stream at WZBM.com. The Reveille baseball team visits Shackamack at 5:30. South Knox baseball hits the road at to Pike Central, 5:30, the start time there. Lincoln softball team at North Davies at 5:15. South Knox will travel to Shoals. North Knox hosts Bloomfield. Lincoln tennis team will play at Evansville North, and South Knox will host Pike Central, all with 5 p.m. starts. And Caitlin Clark has made her media rounds now across Indiana, including a stop in Indianapolis between her general manager and coach, and also Hall of Famer Tamika Catchings and Clark's parents also in attendance. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The TOC Big Deal Store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Shop from your jammies or shop on the go. Log on to tocbigdeals.com and grab a deal on Elk Corral and Rewald pressure washing while they last. Grab the deals at tocbigdeals.com.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming with members-only offers. Learn more about our new loyalty program at lowes.com/mylowesrewards. Subject to terms and conditions, see lowes.com/terms for details.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. Sunshine for today and a high expected near 83 for tonight. A 90% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low of 52. Then a high of 62 with a slight chance of rain on Friday. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, weekday mornings at 10 on WAOV.
Stopping diseases from spreading among Indiana's swine herds, and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack answering questions about the U.S. ag trade deficit. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, you've been hearing quite a bit about foreign animal diseases impacting livestock, including bird flu, which is not only found in poultry, but now it's been found in dairy cattle. State health officials are now letting folks know about voluntary programs for Indiana's pork producers to help mitigate the risks of diseases that could spread among swine herds.
Our ultimate goal is to prevent disease from ever reaching our swine populations and causing disease in our animals, and so certainly prevention is key.
And that's Dr. Kelly Werling. She's the Senior Director of Operations and Director of Swine Health with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. She says a new program that's available is the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan.
The full aim of that program is to minimize the effect of a trade-impacting disease such as African swine fever in our pork populations here in the United States. There are three essential pillars of the program: biosecurity, traceability, and then disease surveillance. And so those three main tenets of the program are kind of what directs all the program standards and some of the items that we ask for individuals who are voluntarily choosing to participate to have.
Another program that's also seeking volunteers is called the Certified Swine Health Collector Program.
So the program is aimed to increase the sampling capacity on these swine sites so that we could quickly and without delay be able to sample, you know, a large number of farms if needed, to be able to determine if they were free from disease or if they were being, you know, impacted or affected during that animal health emergency or animal health incident.
You can find out more about these swine health programs at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers, centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
Even though he was on Capitol Hill this week to discuss the USDA's budget for 2025, Secretary Tom Vilsack faced questions about the U.S. ag trade deficit. Sabrina Halverson has more.
Vilsack testified before the Senate Ag Appropriations Committee Tuesday and faced questioning from members on a number of topics, including this discussion on trade with Senator John Hoeven, a Republican from North Dakota.
We have a deficit right now in ag trade. Back to your comment about markets,
well,
right?
There's a reason for that.
High
it
dollar
may,
for
it
one.
May, well, high dollar, strong dollar, no doubt. An economy worldwide that's not as strong as the U.S. economy.